Passage 2. I work in advertising, and I like to keep up with current trends, mainly because I'm aware that we live in an image-obsessed world. However, when I first started my job, occasionally I'd catch a glimpse of myself in the lifts and find myself thinking that I looked a total mess. Was I being held back by my choice of clothing? The short answer is yes, especially when clients are quick to judge you on your style rather than your work. But no one can be unique with their outfit every day. I mean, that's why uniforms were invented. So, here's what I did. I created my own uniform. To do this, I chose an appropriate outfit. Then I bought multiple items of the same style in different shades. Now I never worry about what I'm wearing in the morning, even if I do get a bit tired of just wearing the same classic pieces. Overall, when it comes to work, you have to ask yourself, would looking smarter enhance my ability to do my job? For some, this question may not be an issue at all, especially if you work remotely and rarely see your colleagues or clients face to face. But if your job involves interacting with other people, the answer to this is often yes. So rather than fighting the system, I think we should just do whatever helps us to achieve our goals at work. If that means playing it safe with your image, then let's face it, it's probably worth it.
Question 12. What do we learn about the speaker when she first started her job? Question 13. Why were uniforms invented, according to the speaker? Question 14. What does the speaker say about looking smarter? Question 15. What does the speaker advise people to do in an image-obsessed world?